This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Denver apartment building under construction will be torn down after a fire ripped through the site Friday night. Denverite's Kara Damari.
The five-alarm fire that shocked Denver on Friday is still smoldering, and city officials say the building needs to be demolished in order to put out the internal fires. They say sending firefighters into the damaged building is too risky. Denver Fire Department's Division Chief Robert Murphy announced that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ATF, will help investigate the fire and set the demolition timeline.
We're really happy with this federal partnership. We're hoping that we can get this community back in service, get people back to their lives, and the sooner that we can really get to a cause of this fire and get some direction for all of you, bringing in that team will greatly help us.
Denver's ATF division requested support from the National Division due to the scale of the fire. I'm Kara Damari, Denverite.
A federal judge has thrown out a U.S. Department of Justice subpoena demanding the medical records of minors who received gender-affirming care at Colorado Children's Hospital. In an order filed yesterday, the judge said the Justice Department can only issue subpoenas to investigate possible violations of the law. And in this case, the order says there is no federal law banning gender-affirming care for minors. Colorado Children's Hospital and Denver Health paused gender-affirming care for minors last month after the Trump administration threatened to withhold federal funding from hospitals that provide the treatment. This is CPR News.